Ezra Hashem B'lin Eder, let's finish Shas together. This morning and this evening's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moya Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was, for me, yesterday's daf was Sukkah Daf Gimel. We are up to Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, which is about 10 lines down. That's what we're up to. Says the Halakha Gemara. A gutvach, Dov Zirub, Zalman, Yaakov, Eitan, Reuben, Remorcha, and Chanachanach. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Halacha, Tzricha, Shetehe, Machzekas, Rosha, Verubo, Vishulchano. The halacha is that the sukkah has to be a minimum of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. It has to be able to hold on to, it has to be able to encompass a regular person's rosho verubo, that's like one amma by one amma, so that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, plus shulchano is an extra 1 tefach by a tefach. Rosho verubo b'shulchano. This is like, we're going to see, this is like the opinion of Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. It's one of the exceptions to the rule of where we follow Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Abba, Kiman ki Beis Shammai. So, Rav Abba said to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, who's this going like? It's going like Beis Shammai, because we have a Mishnah later on, in Daf Chav Ches, that says, Misha Yerosha V'ruah V'Sukkah V'Shulchanah V'Sukkah Habayis. Beis Shammai says, Pasul. If you just have your Shulchan, it's just Rosha V'Ruah in the Sukkah, and your Shulchan is V'Sukkah Habayis. Now again, it's not clear that that's talking about just a 6 Tefach Sukkah. The Gemara is going to elaborate on that right now. But Beis Shammai says it's no good because it's not big enough. And Beis Hillel says it's fine. Beis Hillel seems to say you're allowed to have a sukkah that's 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. You don't need the table in the sukkah. So it sounds like the words of Rav Shmuel that you need 7 tefachim is going like Beis Shammai. Omar Le, so Shmuel Yitzchak said to Rabbi Abba, Ella Keman, like, obviously, yeah, this psak is going like Beis Shammai. Who else is it going like? And the Gemara has a slightly different version of the same thing. Ika da amrei amar Rabbi Abba da amalach mani, that Rabbi Abba said to Rav Shmuel, who told you this? Who is this going like? Amar lei, and he answered him, Beis Shammai, velo tazuz mina, and don't depart from this psak. This psak is the correct psak, even though usually we don't follow Beis Shammai. However, this is one of the exceptions. The Aruch Laner explains that's what he means. This is one of the exceptions to the rule of where Beis Hillel says a 6 tefach sukkah would be enough. Beis Shammai says you need a 7 tefach. Good luck, Dr. Joe. Great to see you. And so here we're following Beis Shammai. Now, according to what we're learning now, the Mishnah later on is talking about the minimum size of a shear of a sukkah. However, you don't have to read the Mishnah that way because you could also read the Mishnah to mean, no, they're talking about a huge sukkah. They're talking about a 20 tefach wide sukkah, 20 by 20. But the guy just happens to be sitting at the entrance to the sukkah with his table inside the house. You don't necessarily see from, but that's the way Rav Shmuel, that's the way the Gemara is learning it now. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he's saying that he's learning it that way. So that's the Gemara is going to analyze right now. Says the Gemara, let's analyze this issue right now. Says the Gemara. Maskif la Rav Nachan bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachan bar Yitzchak asks a strong attack question on this. Mimai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'suka ketana pligi. How do you know that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are arguing about a sukkah that only has Rosh over Rubo according to Beis Hillel, or Rosh over Rubo v'shulchano according to Beis Shammai? It's either 6 tefachim or 7 tefachim. Where do you see that that's what they're arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about a sukkah gedola. Says the Gemara, Dilma b'suka gedola pligi. Maybe the guy just happens to be sitting at the entrance to the sukkah and his table is inside the house. Maybe that's the argument. And what are they arguing about? About the issue of Shema Yimashech. The question is, if a person's eating inside the sukkah, but his table's in the house, so whenever he reaches over the food, he's got to reach over into the house to get the food and then lean back again and eat it while he's in the sukkah. Maybe we're worried Shema Yimashech. Maybe that's the machlokas. Are we worried that maybe accidentally, unwittingly, he's going to eat some of the food outside the sukkah? Beis Shammai says we're not worried about that. Beis Hillel says we are worried about that. I'm sorry, the other way around. Beis Hillel says we're not worried about that. And Beis Shammai says we are worried about that. Maybe that's why Beis Shammai says if your table is in the sukkah, it's no good. Not because it's too small. Because we're afraid maybe you'll end up eating outside the sukkah. Maskler Rebbechma Yitzchak. Memai de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. B'sukkah katana pligi. Dilma b'sukkah gedoyla pligi. Maybe they're arguing about a large sukkah. Kigon. You're sitting at the entranceway, you're sitting at the doorway. And your table is inside the house. Beis Shammai says, it's a din de Rabbanon that we're afraid maybe you will get pulled after the table, and maybe you'll end up eating outside the sukkah. Ubeisil Savri lo gazrinan. Beisil says, we're not worried. Maybe you will be pulled outside the sukkah. Videka nami. And if you read the Mishnah carefully, it sounds like that. Diktani, it says there, Misha Yerosha Veruah B'sukkah, V'shulchan B'sukkah Bayis, Beis Shammai Poslin, Ubeisil Machshirin. It says, Beis Shammai says, the sukkah is pasul, and Beisil says, it's kasher. And what's the case? A guy who was sitting, Rosh of Aruba, B'sukkah. It doesn't say that the sukkah was only that size. It says the guy was sitting that way. V'im Isa, if it was really talking about a sukkah that was only that size, Machzekes ve'ina machzekes mi'boile. The Mishnah should have told you over the situation differently. The Mishnah should have told you over that it was just the minimum size. So therefore, it's clear, the Gemara says, that they're arguing on a different case. They're arguing about in a larger sukkah. They're not necessarily arguing on the smaller sukkah. So that's Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak's shita. So it sounds like what we have now is that according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, I guess these were brothers arguing here. So according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, so. They're arguing about the minimum size shear of a sukkah. But according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, no. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says no. Now, in order to understand according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it's arguing about a larger sukkah. Says the Gemara, "Well, the sukkah katana loy pligi." Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, do you mean to tell me? By the way, before we go on, just one side point here, which is really not such a side point at all. In this long Tosis over here in Gimel Alef, Dimasal to Omar, one of the things that this Tosis addresses is if, according to Beis Shammai, if you're sitting at the entrance of the sukkah with your table inside the house, you're going to tell me it's pasul, right? What did it say? It said psula. Now, does that mean pasul, Beis Shammai posle, or Beis Hillel machshirin? So does that mean it's pasul midoraisa? It's just a gzeira derabanan shema yimashich pasul shulchana. Postlin sounds like it's pasul midoraisa. So is that really true? So Taisus claims that because of this gzeira derabanan, even midoraisa, you're not yotze. How could that be? What do you mean midoraisa? You're sitting in 100% glatt kosher sukkah. Just we're afraid there's a gzeira derabanan. So how do the rabbis have the power to uproot the din d'oraisa of sukkah? So that's a general issue that comes up all over Shas. In what cases do the rabbis have the right to uproot even a din d'oraisa? So Tosa seems to be saying, the Orach Laner explains, B'das HaTosfos, the reason is, since there's a chashash, maybe you'll get pulled after your table, Shabbi Yimashach HaShulchano. So your yeshiva basukkah is not considered to be a yeshiva's keva. It's only like a yeshiva in a flimsy sukkah, and you don't get credit. The Aruch Laner writes because it's not teshvu kein toduru. It's not living in a normal way. Since you're always worried, maybe you're gonna eat it outside the sukkah. So you always have to be careful. So it's not teshvu kein toduru, and therefore you're not even yotze midoraisa. Wow. So the other achronim struggle with this. The Ran and the Ritva disagree with Tosfos, and they hold no. The Ran and the Ritva say No, your yotze, your obligation. Beis Shammai agrees. Your yotze, your obligation of sukkah midoraisa. The whole issue is midrabbanan shami yimashach basa shulchano. The Bir Halacha in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch writes, even according to the Ran and the Ritva, if you ate like that on the first night that there's a chova to eat bread in the sukkah, you'd have to eat again. Because you weren't yotze midrabbanan, you'd have to eat again. And then the question is, would you have to make a shechiyanu? So this is a very interesting question. Halacha lemaisa, how do we pass? Would you have to do it again? Okay, let's continue. Some of the achronim here say, well, we know that all the drabanans are based on lo sasur, right? The Torah says lo sas. Even every drabanan is really a doraisa because the Torah says lo sasur min adorash gidul chayyaminu small. So if you're violating a Durabana, you don't even get credit with Doraisa. It's very difficult to say, because usually we assume that there's a difference between Durabanas and Doraisas. Anyway, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Uva Sukkah Katana Lo Pligi? So you, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, say, they're arguing by a Sukkah Gedola, but are you not admitting that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel also argue by the case of a six Tefach Sukkah? Is that kosher or not? V'hatanya... But we learned in a braisa, Machzekes Rosh Rebu B'Shulchano Ksheira, Rebbe Omer Ad Sheheba Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. So one braisa says Tanakama holds seven tefachim is good. Rebbe says no, you need four amos minimum, not seven tefachim. V'Tani Yidach, we learned in a different braisa. Rebbe Omer Kosek Sheheba Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Psula. Rebbe says you need four amos. V'Achachamim Omerim Afilu Ena Machzekes Roshu V'Rubo. Without Shulchano is Ksheira. So you see that there is an argument in the prices. One says six tefach and one says seven tefach. Ve'ilu Shulchano lo katani. Kashina dadi. The two prices contradict. Ela lav shmamina. Ha Beis Shammai ha Beis Hillel. Must be one price is going like Beis Shammai, one price is going like Beis Hillel. So you see from these conflicting prices that not only do Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue by a sukkah gedola and you're eating with the table inside the house, but even the minimum size shear of a sukkah itself, these brises seem to say that somebody's arguing about it, so it would be likely to say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about that. Amar Zutra Mastisa Nami Deka. Rav Zutra says, I could prove from the Mishnah also that they're arguing even about a small sukkah. Beis Shammai Poslin, Beis Hillel Mashim Ve'im Isa, Beis Shammai Omim Lo Yatzo, Beis Hillel Mam Yatzo Mi Ba'alai. If it's only talking about a large sukkah, it should have just said, are you Yotze or not Yotze? Pasul means the sukkah that I'm sitting in is pasul. So Beis Shammai said, because that's going like Beis Hillel says it's poslin, Beis Shammai poslin, because a six tefach sukkah, it's not big enough. So you see they're arguing even by a small sukkah. That's why the lashon of pasul makes more sense, that it's not big enough. So you see that they're arguing on a sukkah katana. Aye, says the Gemara. If you tell me they're arguing a sukkah katana of Elakashia, Misha Hoya. Right, what about the proof that we had before that it sounds like they're only arguing about a sukkah gedola? It says the Gemara La Olam Betarte Plige. So the Gemara says, really you have to say the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about both cases. Plige b'sukkah katana, plige b'sukkah gedola. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have the argument by a small sukkah and by a large sukkah. V'chisuri mechsov hachiktani. And there are words missing in the Mishnah. You have to learn the Mishnah as if it's missing words. Misha Yerosha Rubo Besukah V'Shulchan B'Socha Bayis. Someone whose head and most of his body was in the sukkah by a sukkah gedola. V'Shulchan B'Socha Bayis. B'Shama Yomrim Lo Yatsa. B'Shama says Lo Yatsa. V'Shama Lo Yatsa. V'Sheina Machzak is like Yerosha Rubo Bavad. And if they're sitting in a small sukkah, that's only six tefachim by six tefachim, Beis Shammai poslin, u'Beis Hillel machshirin. So all the lashonos make sense, and everything works. Hold on 1 second. Okay, let's continue. Oh, so we quoted earlier two braises that argue Rebbe and Chachamim argue the shear of a sukkah katan. Rebbe holds you need 4 amos. Chachamim say either 6 or 7. So now the Gemara wants to know, does this same machlokas about whether a minimum size of a shear is, and so far we have 3 opinions. What's the minimum size of a sukkah? 4 amos, that's Rebbe. Beis Shammai, 7 tvachim. Beis Hillel, 6 tvachim. So the question is, does this same machlokas apply by other dinim of a bias? But before I do that, I want to just add one point here. The way we explained the sugya is according to Tosfos and the Rosh and many other Rishonim, that the machlokas by sukkah katana is a question about whether or not the sukkah is kosher or not. And this machlokas doesn't depend on the machlokas by sukkah gadolah of Shema Yimashech. The two machloksim are two completely separate machloksim, Beishan and Beis Hillel. That's the way Tosfos and the Rosh and many other Rishonim read the sugya. However, the Ritva and this machlok is right. It's two separate machloks. So what's the logic of each opinion? So the Ritva and the Ran explain that according to this opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh, so what's the logic of Beis Shammai that say a 6 tefach sukkah is possible? Is because you need to have a sukkah that's big enough to have your table in there. That's part of the definition of a sukkah. So you need 7 tefachim, not 6. And a sukkah that's less than 7 is like it's like mamish a dira srucha. It's not a legit house. You should know my grandfather used to have his sukkah on the fire escape in Borough Park. He used to have a sukkah on the fire escape. It was literally the minimum shear. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. However, the Rif writes, even by a sukkah katana, the reason that Beis Shammai says it's pasul is because the table can't fit in there. So you have a gzeira shema yimashech. And Beis Hillel is not worried about that. And that's the opinion of the Rambam as well. You hear this? So the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam say the two machloksim are talad habaha. You hear this? The Rif and the Rambam said, what's the reason why Beis Shammai says if you need a 7 tefach sukkah? Because if you have a 6 tefach sukkah, your table's going to be in the house. And once your table's in the house, it's no good because your table's in the house. Shammai Yimashik. So he holds both of them are based on this kind of the Rabbanan of Shammai Yimashik. Okay, interesting topic. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lohadatona Rabbanon, who is the author of the following brisa? Bayis Shein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. If you have a house that's less than 4 Amos, then 4 Amos. There's a whole bunch of other halachas that have to do with a house that's less than 4 Amos, then 4 Amos. Potter Min HaMezuzah. It's less than 4 by 4. It's exempt from Mezuzah. Umen HaMakeh. And it's Potter. You don't have to build a fence. You don't have to make a makeh if the house is a fence around by the roof. If it's less than 4 by 4. Ve'eno metame b'negayim. And if you find saras on the house, there's no tumas negayim. Meaning, Rabbi said, all these halachas depend on what's the minimum size of a house. So the Gemara wants to know if all of these shitas of what's the minimum size of a house is connected to the shaila of sukkah, what's the minimum size of a sukkah? Ve'eno metame b'negayim. Ve'eno nechlat b'batei arei choma. There's a halacha if you buy a house in a city that has a wall around it. So you're allowed to buy the house back if the seller has 1 year to buy the house back. If he doesn't buy it as within 1 year, so it belongs to the buyer forever. It doesn't even come back at Yovel. That's a house called Batei Arechoma. So the halacha that you can't buy it back after a year would not apply if it's less than 4 by 4. Vein chozen lo me'orchei hamilchama. Right, remember the Torah says that the Kohen would say any person who built a house but he didn't dedicate it yet shouldn't go out to war. So what's the minimum size? 4x4. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo. And such a house in a chatzer would not be chayiv in a ruvei chatzeros. Ve'ein mishtatfin bo. And such a house in two chatzeros that are trying to join together for shitufei mevaos. Remember we learned in Erevin, there's a ruvei chatzeros. That's if you want to, bunch of houses want to be able to carry into this same chatzer. And shitufei mevaos is if a bunch of people from different chatzeros want to carry in the same mavoi. So if you have a house that's less than 4x4, it's not part of it. Ve'ein manichin bo eruv, and you can't place the eruv in such a house. Ve'ein osin oso ibur ben shtei ayaros. There is a halacha that if there is more than 140, one and a third amos, in between two cities, then the two cities are considered to be two separate cities as far as Tchum Shabbos is concerned. There are two separate cities, but if there's less than 141 and a third amos in between them, they're all one big city, and you have 2,000 amos outside both cities together to walk on Shabbos. So let's say you had a house that's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, smack dab in between the two cities, binding them together. Would that be enough of a house to bind them together? Would we consider them to be within the 141 and a third? Let's say you had less than 70 and two-thirds to one side of the house and less than 70 and two-thirds to the other side of the house, and then you had the house in the middle. See if the house is a legit house, it binds it together. So the Bryce is saying if the house is less than 4x4, and if you have a house that's less than 4x4, and two partners own the house, then they can't split it. Now the Gemara is going to say later on they really need 8x8, not just 5x5. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. But the Gemara wants to know, who's the author of all these opinions? Says the Gemara, Lema Rebbe Hi Velo Rabbanan. Let us say that the author of this Braisa is Rebbe, because if it's less than 4x4, all these halachas don't apply to it. Sounds like it's going like Rebbe, who said that the minimum size share of a sukkah is 4x4. Answers the Gemara, no, the issues are not the same. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. You could even say that this Braisa is going like Chacham. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan Hasam. The Rabbanan only said over there by sukkah that less than 4x4 is okay. Elul inyan sukkah, the diras arai hi. Sukkah is a diras arai, so you can have it less than 4x4. Aval agabe bayis, the diras kevahu, but when it comes to a house, that a house is a diras keva, it's a permanent structure. Afila Rabbanan modu di isfe arba amos al arba amos dairi be inche, vi lo lo dairi be inche. Even the Chachamim who say, who argue on Rebbe, the two previous prices, and they say that a sukkah could be 6 or 7, they'll agree that as far as all these other halachas, a house has to be 4x4. They agree that a house has to be 4x4 because a house depends on would people live in it or not. And a sukkah is a diras arai. That's a different story. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, all these halachas, a house that's less than 4x4 is potter min ha-mezuzah, u min ha-makeh, ve'enu metame bin ha-goyim, ve'enu nechlat v'vatoi ha-richoma, ve'en chozen lo me'orcha ha-mochoma. My time, why do all these halachas require a house that's a minimum of 4x4? De'bayis k'siv be'e behu be'kuluhu. Because by all these halachas, the Torah says, bayis, u'chsafte ma'mezuzos be'secha. Make kisivne bayis chadosh vasisa make. Negebatim uva shaloha bayis. But the Yerichom Vishkin kar base Moshav Yerichom. So all these halachas, miyayish shabana bayis chadosh volochanacho. Vein maharvin bo, vein mishtafin bo, vein manichin bo, eruv, my taima, deloi chazi ledira. How come when it comes to eruv chatseros, and a ruve, and shitufi mevaos, and placing the eruv chatzeros in the house, same thing. Lo chazi ludira. The only types of houses that are considered to be houses, as far as these things, is a house that's fit to live in it. If it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, it's not a house that's fit to live in it. Says the Gemara. Oh. Now, interesting, the Braisa said, if you have a house that's less than 4 by 4, it's not considered to be part of the Erev Chatzeros, it's not considered to be part of the Shitufei Mevaos, and you can't place the Erev Chatzeros in it. But what about the Shitufei Mevaos? Could you place the Shitufei Mevaos in it? The Gemara is going to say, yes, you can, because you don't have to place Shitufei Mevaos in a house. Only Erev Chatzeros has to be placed in a house. Shitufa Mavos doesn't have to be placed in a house. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Says the Gemara. Eruve Chatzeros ein manichimbo. Avol Shituf manichimbo. But you are, now let's remember from Erevin, guys, a little review of Erevin here, for those who learned Erevin. So, Eruve Chatzeros has to be dafka bread. Shitufa Mavos could be any food. Eruve Chatzeros has to be dafka placed in a house. Shitufa Mavos can be placed anywhere in the Mavoi or in a Chatzer. And we'll see why in a minute. We'll see why. Says the Gemara, Eruve Chatzeros ein manichin bo avol shitufa Mavos manichin bo. My taima, deloy gara mi Chatzer sheva Mavoi. It's no worse than the Chatzer. This house that's less than 4 by 4, it's no worse than placing in the Chatzer. Even if it's not a house, and you consider the walls as if they're not there, so you're placing it in the chatzer. And just like it's mutter to place shitufim mavos in a chatzer, so too you are allowed to place the shitufim mavos in this house. What's the reason? An eruve chatzer, the point of eruve chatzeros is to bind the homes together. To consider all the inhabitants of that house as if they're living in that one house. So therefore, you need a legit house. However, shitufa mavos is to bind together chatzeros. You're not really binding together homes, you're binding chatzeros. And the chatzeros are not places that people normally live. And therefore, you don't have to place it inside the dira. It's enough to place it in the airspace of the chatzer. And it's considered as if everyone uses the same chatzer. Disnan. How do we know? We learned, it's actually really a braisa. It's a little weird that it says disnan. Disnan usually means a mishnah. But in this case, the disnan really is a braisa. Some have the girsa disanya. The Rashash has the girsa disanya here. So this is for the bread. Eruve chatzeros of bread, bechotzer, eruve chatzeros bechotzer, shitufe mavoi bimavoi. Bahavinaba, we ask, really? Eruve chatzeros bechotzer? Bahatzanan, and those eruve bebeis shar, if you place your eruv in like the guardhouse, achsadra, or on the porch, the front porch, or umir peset, on the top porch, ain't no eruv. It's not a good eruv, so what are you talking about? Vahadarsham eno oser. Someone who lives in the guardhouse or on the porch or on the front porch or on the upper porch, you don't aser. It's not considered a normal living. You don't need to be part of the eruv. Ela ema eruve chatzeros bebayis shebechatzer. Shitufa mavos. No, eruve chatzeros has to be in the house. Shitufa mavos bechatzer shebemavoi. You can place it in the chatzer. V'hai lo gara mi chatzer shev mavoi. And this house that's less than 4 by 4 is no worse than placing it in the chatzer itself. Continues the Gemara. Ve'inos noso ibur bein shtei ayaros. A house that's less than 4 by 4 cannot combine two cities. Da'afilu kiburganin lo mashvinan le. A bungalow, like a shack made out of, like a hut is good enough. So how come a house that's less than 4x4 is worse than a hut? Because a hut, we learn, does combine two cities. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Borgdin chazal malsayu. A hut is useful for a person. One night he'll sleep in a shack. Hi, lo chazal malsay. But a house that's less than 4x4 is not usable for its own use. We said if it's less than 4x4, the partners can't split. It says no more. Taima de lespe arba amos. That's only if it's less than 4x4. Ha ispe arba amos cholkin. But if it has more than 4x4, two partners that own a house that's 5x5, they're going to split it. How can you tell they're going to split it? Each guy's going to have less than 4x4. V'hatnan ein cholkin es achatzer achi heba arba amos lezeh v'arba amos lezeh. Says the Gemara, you're right. That's what we meant to say. Ela ema ein bo din chaluka bechatzer. No. I'm sorry. No, not correct. Ela ema that yeah, correct. Ela ema ein bo din chaluka bechatzer. You're right. If it's a house that's 5x5, two partners are not going to be able to split that. I can't force you to split. What it means is, if the house is less than 4x4, you don't get a din chaluka bechatzer. This is a sugya in Baba Basra. D'amar Rav Huna, chotzer lefi pesachea mischalekes. Rav Huna says that when you're dividing up a chotzer, let's say I have three houses in the chotzer and you have one house. So Rav Huna says, I get 3/4 of usage of the chotzer and you get 1/4. But if the house is less than 4x4, you don't get any usage of the chotzer. That's Rav Huna. And Rav Chista says slightly differently. Rav Chista Amar, no sein l'chol pesach u pesach arba amos, v'ashar cholken oso b'shab. Rav Chista says, you give each doorway, the 4 amos in front of that doorway, let's say if I have 2 doorways, even if I have 1 house, but I have 2 doorways, each doorway I get the 4 amos in front of that doorway. Then we split the rest of the chatzar based on how many openings we have. Dahani mili bayis dele mehevei koi. This halacha that you get either according to Rav Huna in the chatzar according to how many openings you have, or you first get 4 amos in front of the doorway and then split the rest. That's only if it's a legit house that's 4x4. Yehivne le chatzar. So I get in the chatzar. If it's a legit house. Hi, however, a house that's less than 4x4, the lemistar koi, it's made to be knocked down. It's not a legit house. Lo yahavin le chatzer. So you don't get a portion of the chatzer. Whether it be kontra of Huna, you don't get the quarter of the chatzer at all if it's a house that's less than 4x4. Or according to Rav Chista, that you don't get the 4 amos in front of the opening, and then split the rest. Either way, if it's a house that's less than 4x4, you don't get it. Okay, Rabose, we're going to stop here. Now, as you noticed in the text, because of my schedule here on the Kol, I apologize. I have to adjust the times a little bit. I hope if the adjustment of the times really does not work for you at all, just for the next 4 weeks, maybe just text me that this just doesn't work for you. But in order for me to do my job here, I gotta really we daven mincha here at 1:40. So, and then mincha is 1:20, and then chaburas start at 1:40. I'm supposed to be supervising the chaburas here, at least for the first half hour, like 1:40 to like 2:10, 2:15. So I'm not really gonna be able to start the shiur till 2:20. So that's 7:20 in the morning. I hope that for 4 weeks, maybe people could adjust. If you could try to adjust for 7:20, I apologize, but just for 4 weeks. After 4 weeks, if Mashiach doesn't come, I'll be back in America, and then we'll be back in back to 7:05. But for the next 4 weeks, we're going to be 7:20. I hope Ez Hashem should work out, and hope to see you. I hope to see you later today for me, and tomorrow morning for you at 7:20. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. What's 2 dafyomis in 1 day? Yeah, that's the way it goes.